Hello and welcome to Success Babe Radio. I'm your host, Brooke, and I am so excited that you're here. On this podcast, we explore topics such as self-love, mindset, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and all the things you need to create a life you love. We're going to get real and honest about the adventures, challenges, and wins of creating your life on your own terms. You get to define what success means to you, and I'm here to help you make it happen. Let's get into today's episode. Hello and welcome to the very first episode of Success Babe Radio. I am so excited to be here. I've been wanting to get started on a podcast for a really long time. Today is the day. We are here. We are recording. We're ready to go. My name is Brooke. I am the creator of Success Babe Studios. So under Success Babe Studios is Success Babe Social, which is the Facebook group. Jump along, come in, see what we do. It is also this podcast, which is Success Babe Radio. You can find me at my website, brookealexander.co. My Instagram is of the same handle, at brookealexander.co. That is me. That is what I have created. The reason I created Success Babe Studios is because I felt like I needed to create what I was missing. I was scared of a lot of stuff. I was scared of starting a business. I was worrying so much about what other people thought of me. I was in this rut where I didn't know what I was going to be doing with the rest of my life. And it started with this little seed. I planted a little seed. And it's kind of grown into this bigger thing than I really ever expected it to be. I've taken a couple different paths to get here right now, but I'm feeling super aligned. I love what I'm creating. I love connecting with people. I love what this is all about. And I am so excited that I get to share it with you via this medium of a podcast. So Success Babe Studios, it's everything about personal development. I cover entrepreneurship, spirituality, self-love, all of that good, juicy stuff. So that's what everything on my Instagram, on my website, in my Facebook group, that's what it's all about. And that's what this podcast is going to be about too. All that good stuff. I have decided for this first episode that I'm just going to get straight into it. I am just going to start recording a really juicy episode for you, and we can figure out all the rest of the stuff. You can get to know me as the series goes on and connect with me at all of the other channels that I mentioned, and we can really start to develop a relationship, you and I, and connect on a deeper level. So let's just get straight into it. I'm going to get right into the episode. I've decided that I wanted the first episode to be about fears. And what I mean by that is getting over our fears, dealing with fears, how we move regardless of fear. Because what I have found in my coaching practice and with my clients is that most people come to me and they say exactly the same thing. Like, almost word for word, they say exactly the same thing. They're scared of the same thing, and it's all fears. All the fears are usually the same. So that is why I thought that it would be a fitting topic for this first episode. So I'm sure you know what fear is. You've probably experienced it in your life, doing something that you've never done before, taking a step in a direction that you've never gone, when you come up with a new idea and you want to start taking action on it. Fear is inevitable. No one is able to eliminate fear. We all get it. We all have it. It holds us back. It stops us from moving forward. It stops us from creating the life or the things that we want. And a lot of the time, these fears are masked as other things. It may not directly show up in the form of an explicit, I am scared of this thing. It can come up as perfectionism. So we might be scared to put ourselves out there because we have a fear of judgment from others. It can come up as apathy, so complete indifference. Fear can also be masked in that way. And also in certain types of optimism and thinking that things are going to improve on their own. Fear, like I said, can be masked in many different ways. These ways that I've explained are not the only things, but generally, I mean, you've experienced it. You know what it is. If something comes up and it's stopping you from moving forward, from taking action, from doing what needs to be done, generally, this can be attributed to a fear. And sometimes we have to dig a little to find out exactly what we're scared of. And we have to be really, really honest with ourselves and not lie to ourselves and not pretend that it's because of whatever reason and it's actually deeper down for a completely different reason. So that's something that you have to do to really find out what is holding you back and what the real fears are. You have to ask yourself the hard questions. And like I said, be honest with yourself. So I really want to talk about why fear is important, because I don't necessarily think that being afraid or feeling scared or being fearful of something is a bad thing. And I'm going to explain why. So for me, whenever I come up with something where I'm feeling resistance or feeling fear or worrying about the unknown or what might happen, I take that as a sign that I'm about to up level. So if I come up against something and I feel resistance, I know that once I get to the other side of that fear, that so many more opportunities are going to be opened up for me once I get there. Because when you think about it, once you get to the other side of that fear, once you break through, you don't have to worry about that anymore. That's done. That's gone. Now you're on a whole new level. So many more opportunities are available to you that weren't when you were holding back because of the fear. So maybe a good story I have for you about this is when I was growing up, I was petrified of roller coasters. Petrified. I would never go on one. Absolutely never. I would not even a little one, wouldn't do it. And then one day I was at Disneyland with a boy that I had a crush on, and I thought Disneyland would be safe. It's for kids, right? Well, think again. It's not. There's a big roller coaster there, and that's pretty much the first ride he wanted to go on. And after the fact, he said to me that he thought, because of the look on my face, that I was going to tell him that we had to leave Disneyland. But anyway, I didn't. I went on the roller coaster. I was so scared the entire time. I was screaming so hard that no sound would actually come out of my mouth. I was like doing this weird scream. Nothing was coming out. But once I did that, once I went on that roller coaster, the rest looked a little bit easier. They weren't so scary. I had already been on one. I had survived. Everything was fine. And so that wasn't an issue anymore. I could move on to the next thing. I up-leveled, kind of literally. So I often like to think back to that story when I'm thinking about fear and feeling resistance and things that I'm scared of. Because like I said, you can up-level so many more opportunities, so many more doors open once you push through and get to the other side. And this is why I feel that fear is important. And also, I think that it's important because if you're not doing things that make you scared or make you feel a little bit of resistance, you're not aiming high enough. If you're just completely complacent with everything you do and you do it and nothing is scary or a little bit wild or there's not a little bit of resistance, I really think that you're not aiming high enough. That's how I know that what I'm doing is the right thing, because I feel the fear and I think, all right, this is a scary thing. This means that I'm on the right direction. Once I get through it, I'm on the next level and I don't have to worry about this thing anymore. I got that. It'll be done and I'm on to the next level. Then we can move on to what the real problem with fear is. When I say that fear is important, yes, I do think fear is important to have. And when you think about it, the fear, the physical feeling, the emotional feeling of fear, like the tension in your chest or maybe the butterflies in your stomach or the sweaty palms, I'm talking about those physical feelings of fear and the stuff that goes on in your head too. that's not the actual problem. Like, those things aren't stopping you from doing anything. Fear is not this physical barrier. It's nothing in this, in our physical realm. It's only in our head. Like I said, it's not like this barrier or chains that are that itself is stopping you from doing anything. It's just what's going on in your head that is causing the destruction and the chaos and the lack of action. So simply having fear doesn't do anything to stop you. It's all in your mind. It's your perception of what the fear means that's going to stop you. So when you think about it, often a lot of the times when we have a fear, it's because we are thinking about what the potential repercussions of the fear are. So with that said, and knowing that it's all in our head and it's only what's going on in our minds that's really stopping us, the next step is to determine how we get over it. Well, unfortunately, you can't get rid of it. There's no way to completely eliminate fear. And as I already spoke about, I think that it's important to have. I don't necessarily think that you need to get rid of fear. I think it's a useful signal, a useful sign telling you that you're on the right path and that you're about to up-level. It's important not to push it aside and try and pretend that it's not there, because you really do need to deal with the feelings and emotions that are happening. If you push it aside, that's also inaction. That's also you not dealing with what needs to happen. It's important to accept it, acknowledge that you have the fear, and allow it to pass by you. So the only way to get over fear is to go through it. And this has been said a lot of times by probably a lot of people. The only way to get over your fear is to go through it. And this was exactly what I needed to do to get over my fear of roller coasters, was I had to go on a roller coaster. No amount of thinking about a roller coaster was going to help me. I had no experience to go on. I had nothing to back up what I thought was going to happen. I had no proof of either situation. The only thing that I had to go by was I'd never been on a roller coaster and I was scared. I didn't have any proof of I've been on a roller coaster and things actually turn out okay. I needed to get that proof so that my mind could run through that scenario rather than the only scenario that I had was the fear. I had to get the proof that things were going to be okay so that my mind could go through that scenario. And that's the only way that you get through the fear, get over the fear, is to go through the experience so that your mind can go over that scenario and know that everything's going to be okay once you get through it. Now, I completely understand that this is easier said than done. Just saying, just do it anyway, is not a useful strategy. That's exactly what needs to happen. But for me, I have found that in other situations, not just the situation of the roller coaster, obviously, then I didn't have time to think about any strategies. All I had time was to line up and get on the darn roller coaster without crying in front of my crush. So I'm going to share some strategies that I have that I go through when I am coming up to some fears. I think that it's important to, if you need to, it's like some people are easily and they just go, okay, I'm scared, I can get over this, just do it. And maybe if you're just kind of new to the taking action method, you may need to just work it out a little bit before you start taking action. And that's fair for the beginning. And then once you start becoming more at ease with taking action through the fear, you won't need to do this so much. But in the beginning, you might need to just have a little think logically and reasonably about what the fear means and what you're going to have to do anyway. So here are some strategies and some tips that I have for you. A really awesome suggestion first, before I go through what I have, is to look up Tim Ferriss' fear setting exercise. He has a blog post on what he has deemed his fear setting exercise, which is super awesome. It's a bunch of questions and he goes through them all, and it's really, really helpful. So I suggest you go through that if you need to. Okay, so let's just get into my strategies that I like to go through. So first of all, as I already mentioned, change your perspective of fear. So you can look at it as a sign that once you get through it, so many more opportunities are going to open up for you. So it's like up leveling, like opening a door. Once you get through that fear and get through the next level, so many more opportunities have been opened up. So many more roller coasters are going to be available to you. So many more amazing, amazing things are going to be lit up so that you can see them and then start getting through them too. So another thing that you can do is ask yourself, what's the worst that could happen? So in most situations, let's say it's something about going live on Instagram or on Facebook or asking for a sale or putting your business out there, those kinds of things. What's the worst that could happen? Really, what's the worst? Right? You can write this down. What is the worst thing that could happen? And in most situations, the worst thing that could happen could be that no one looks at what you put out there. No one likes the video that you put up, or you don't get a client. But in most of those situations, those things that you are scared of happening is already exactly what's happening as a result of you not doing anything. So right now, if you're not putting your business out there to try and get clients because you're scared that you won't get clients, well, you're currently not getting clients. So that's exactly what would be the worst thing. And then it's already happening. So then you have to think about, well, what is even worse than that? Not getting clients because I put myself out there and I tried and I went for it and I did what I could, or not getting clients because I didn't try. So really think about that question. That one I really like to use. So the next question is, what's most likely to happen? What's most likely to happen if you put yourself out there? People are actually most likely to respond. Generally, you're going to get support. As long as you're not being offensive or rude or horrible, people are probably going to praise you and congratulate you and say, great job for putting yourself out there. Wow, how did you do that? I wish I could do that too. So really think about, what's the most likely scenario? What's really, like, when you actually think about it, what's really most likely to happen? Another question that you can ask yourself is, what are you missing out on because you're letting the fear hold you back? So what are the impacts of not taking action? What opportunities are you not even seeing because you're holding yourself back from taking action? A really, really important one. And a lot of my clients love this question because they don't think about that. They don't think about what they're missing out on because they're not doing the things. Another question, and it also kind of relates to what I've spoken about already, is think about what's on the other side. What's your life going to be like once you do the thing that you're scared to do? So what are the impacts of taking action? Imagine the future in a year's time, 3 years' time, what your life would be like if you did take the action, if you did do the thing that you're scared to do. Sometimes I like to think about the worst case scenario. So if the worst case scenario did happen, if I put myself out there and no one responded, what would I do? What could I do? Is that damage reparable or irreparable? And usually anything that could possibly go wrong is fixable. It could be fixed if it were to even go wrong. You could put yourself out there, no one responds, and you get feedback. All right, great, I need to change something. Obviously, something I'm not doing needs to be done a little differently. Another one that I really, really love to do is change the vocabulary. So instead of calling it fear, saying that you're scared of something, call it excitement. So instead of saying, I'm so scared to do this, I'm terrified of this, I'm petrified, this is so scary, you could just change the vocabulary and instead say, I'm so excited. Choose a different word, a more empowering word to describe the feeling. It might feel silly at first, but after a little while, your brain kind of catches on and switches over. I use this one a lot when I go live. Instead of saying, oh my gosh, I'm so scared to do this, I'm so scared to talk to the camera, I'm so scared to record a podcast, say, I'm so excited to record a podcast. I'm so excited to go live and talk to people. And it did, like I said, it felt silly at first, but after a little while, my brain caught on and switched over. And then that became the natural reaction instead of the natural reaction being that I'm scared of something. Another thing, and the final tip strategy that I have for you, is that you need to remember that familiar things get boring. So once you do something repeatedly, and I'm sure you've experienced this many, many times, once you begin to do something repeatedly, it becomes normal and habitual. So it becomes mundane, you get used to it, it becomes second nature, and it just becomes a lot less scary. So going back to my example about the roller coasters, I went on a roller coaster at Disneyland, and then I was able to go on a bigger roller coaster and a bigger roller coaster and a bigger roller coaster, because the little ones, once you do the little ones, it's like, well, I've done that one. That one seems boring now. Like, I'm not going to keep doing that one. I need to get onto the bigger one because this other stuff is boring. I've done it. Don't need to worry about it. So I think it's important to remember that if you continue to avoid doing what you're afraid to do, you're always going to remain scared of it. You're going to strengthen the neural pathways that signal fear and anxiety. If you keep avoiding what you're scared of, the only neural pathway that is able to be built around that thing is the neural pathway of fear and anxiety. So you have to get through it and allow your brain to create new neural pathways that signal, oh, I did this thing and I didn't die, so it's actually not so scary. And you have to keep doing that so that those neural pathways get stronger. And something that you do have to remember is that you can have fear and still do the things. You don't have to not take action just because you have fear. Embrace the energy that's created within you from that fear and use it to propel you forward. So like I said, embrace the energy and transform it into excitement instead. Change up the vocabulary, embrace the energy, get excited, and watch how your brain, your physiology changes towards this thing that you were fearful of. I always like to think of the videos that you see on Instagram or Facebook or wherever, where they interview people that are over 70 or 80 years old about what they wish they had done differently in their lives, or what they had regretted, or what they would change, or anything. And most of them say they wish that they just didn't care what other people thought. They wish that they did the things that they were scared of doing. And so that's what I really like to think of too. When I'm 80 years old, am I going to look back on my life and wish I had done that one thing that I was scared of? Probably. So then I think, what's going to make me have a more fulfilled, passionate life? Doing the things that I'm scared to do now, or just not doing them because they're a bit scary, and then just keep on going on with things exactly how they are right now? I know which one I prefer, which scenario I prefer, and I'm playing for the long game. I know that these short-term things that are gonna make me feel more comfortable not stepping out and not embracing the fear and not doing it anyway, the short-term gains that you get from that are not comparable to the long-term gains that I'm going to get from doing the things that are scary and getting through to the other side and making moves and doing things that I love and creating a life that I am truly passionate about and want to live. A really, really awesome quote that I came across a little while ago that I want to share with you is a quote by a man named Albert E. N. Gray, and it was in a speech to a bunch of men a really, really long time ago. I think they were insurance salesmen, something boring like that. And the quote goes, "The common denominator of success, the secret of success of every man who has ever been successful, lies in the fact that he formed the habit of doing things that failures don't like to do." And I really love that quote. And I think it's really important to understand here that he says that successful people are doing things that failures don't like to do, which is a lot of the times people don't like to do the scary thing. So keep that in mind. I think it's a really important quote. You can look up the whole speech online if you want. I think this is the most useful part of the speech, which is why I like to remind myself and others of it very frequently. That is all that I have for you today. Like I said, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. If you would like to connect with me a little more, please jump on over to my Instagram, which is at brookealexander.co. My website is also brookealexander.co. You can find my Facebook group, which is Success Babe Social. And I will see you on the next episode. Bye for now.